All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Estoverano, tus padres se van a apuntar a la Academia de Inglés. Todo el verano estudiando.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Este verano, tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso. Nada de ejercicios aburridos. Las clases de Vaughan para niños son clases divertidas en las que hablan inglés todo el rato y además lo pasan de maravilla. Este verano, apúntales a unas clases de inglés que les encantarán. Apúntalos a los intensivos de Vaughan Junior. Más información en el 911335832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores Vaughan. No dejes pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Otra vez vas a pasar el verano sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores Vaughan. Y tenemos aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Este verano hazte un Summer Impact, un curso intensivo de una semana. Muy, muy refrescante. Summer Impact. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
Esta es tu radio, Vaughan Radio.
With Richard Brown.
An extraordinarily warm welcome to another edition of Sweat with Richard Brown. Morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How are we all today? I hope you're all feeling just fine and dandy.
Okay.
Bilal, how are you?
Fine.
Are you feeling fine and dandy?
Fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. Jolly good. And next to Bilal, we have Marta.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Marta. Are you feeling fine and dandy?
At least fine, because at I don't fine. Know what this dandy.
Well, you know what a dandy is. What's a dandy? Un dandy. What's a dandy?
Un dandy, un caballero, no?
Caballero, yeah, it's a gentleman, but usually he's eccentric, but especially because of the way he
bon vivant.
Dresses.
And he's a bon vivant.
A bon viveur, we say.
Viveur.
Bon viveur. Oh, terrible French.
Yeah.
Accent, yeah. Bon vivant. It's more to do with their rather eccentric way of dressing. It's an elegant eccentricity they have. Dandies. Where did dandies originate from? They originated from the time of George the Fourth, when he was the prince. When he was the prince regent, I think.
There was one very famous one, the Bob Brummel. Exactly, who was friend of Brummel.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Dandy.
Not an expert on dandies, but there we go.
We saw it in the program.
See?
Yes.
You have a much better memory than I do. So dandy, fine and dandy is actually an expression. It just means, estoy muy bien, estoy fenomenal. I'm fine and dandy.
We are fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy, good. So, Marlin, I haven't said hello to you.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine and dandy.
My voice mate. Hello, how are we? Good, so Marlin's fine and dandy. Yeah,
fine.
Martha's fine and dandy. And Bilal is fine and dandy. So, where are we, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we are still in the wonderful city of Munich. Yeah, the capital of Bavaria.
Bavaria.
In Spanish, you say
Bavaria.
Bavaria.
Exactly.
Right, Bavaria with una V vibrante, yeah? Bavaria. Now, you've been to Bavaria, haven't you, Marmin?
Yes, I have.
Good. And you've been to Munich.
Yes.
Now, what did you make of it? ¿Qué te pareció? What did you make of it?
I found it a very vibrant city.
Uh-huh.
A very...
very vibrant, very lively.
Lively, yes. Very...
cheerful?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you can tell in the atmosphere of the city. Yeah.
What time of year did you go?
I think it was spring.
But springtime,
I can't remember because it was warm and nice.
So it was nice and warm.
Yeah, nice and warm.
When I went to Munich, it was nice and warm. David went to Munich a few months ago, and he said it was nice and warm as well. Yeah. But actually, in Munich, apparently, por lo visto, apparently, you never get more than 3 good days
in a row.
In a row. Yeah.
Okay.
You never get more than 3 good days of weather in a row or on the trot.
On the trot. Okay.
In a row, on the trot, yeah, or consecutive good days of weather.
Trot
is trote. Le trote, trotear. The trot también es verbo.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not common to get good weather for long, sustained periods of time in Munich. So you were lucky.
Yeah.
I was lucky, and David was lucky too. So we must word in English, it's ser... afortunado, decimos, yeah? I was lucky, to be lucky, tener suerte, to be lucky, yeah? You've been to Munich too, have you, Bilal?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. So you haven't been, and y Marta tampoco sería, neither has Marta. Nacho, have you been to Munich? No, entonces, Nacho hasn't been to Munich, so...
None of us.
None of you, the three of you...
Yes, none of us.
...have been to Munich. So Pilar hasn't been to Munich, neither has Marta, and neither has Nacho. There you go.
None of us have gone to Munich.
Yeah, or mejor been.
Have been to
none
Munich.
None of us have been to Munich.
Okay.
Bueno, siempre no? Referiéndote a ti, a Nacho...
Exactly.
But a non, no matter, it's like all inclusive.
Ah, okay.
And because Marta, Marmin has been to
Munich.
We can't say none. I've been to Munich. We can't say none of us.
And either you.
What do you mean?
Tú también.
And so have you.
And so have you.
Y tú también. So have you. Neither has he, él tampoco. But Marmin's been, and so have you.
So have you.
Yeah?
Okay.
Marta hasn't been. And neither has Nacho. I have been, and so has
Mamen. Okay.
How do you say you just been to Munich, for example, when you just
when you've
arrived.
Just been, yeah.
How do you say that? I've just been.
I've just been in Munich.
I've just been
to Munich. Uh-huh. I'm just back from Munich.
Yes.
Acabo de regresar de Munich. Yeah, I've just. Got back from Munich. I am just back from Munich.
But you use the present perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use the simple past.
I just went to Munich. You could do if you were American, I guess.
Mm.
American. Because they use the simple past more than we do. Yeah. I just went to Munich last week, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, you taught us that way.
Yeah.
That something that has finished.
Yeah.
Always in the past.
In the past.
Mm. Well, yeah, if you use the time, if you make mention of the time frame. Yeah, I just went. I went there last week. Entonces, yeah, then you're condemned. Estás condenada a usar el pasado simple.
Okay.
Because you said last week. Last week has finished.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Bien. So, when I was in Munich, recently, I had a number of interesting experiences. Perhaps one of the most interesting experiences was in a bar. Well, it was like a beer garden, but it was late at night, so there weren't any tables outside. Yeah, I arrived late, and there weren't any tables.
Okay.
So I had dinner inside, right? As I was having dinner, I had a beer, and I was right in front of, estaba justo delante de, I was right in front of the dessert counter. What's a dessert counter, mami?
El mostrador.
De?
De postres.
De postres, yeah, exactly. So they had these amazing black forest gâteaux that look amazing, and I don't think they taste very nice.
Enough.
They look amazing.
Too much.
Too sweet and sickly, yeah. What's a black forest gâteau, Marta?
What is?
A black forest gâteau.
Una tarta...
No estamos hablando de gatos, ¿eh?
No.
Porque gato para nosotros no es un gato, sino un...
Una tarta.
Un pastel. Otra palabra francesa que pronunciamos gato. Fatal.
Yeah.
Gato. No, gato. Gato. A gato, right?
Okay.
So what's a black forest gato?
La tarta del... de la selva negra.
Exacto.
I don't like sweets, so I don't understand. I don't know about the things.
Okay, you don't like desserts.
No.
Right, you don't like sweet things.
No.
So you're not the best person to ask.
No, maybe...
about the ingredients. So what is a black forest gâteau made of?
Chocolate.
Dos sílabas.
Chocolate.
Not chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay,
chocolate.
Chop, chop. Yeah,
chop, chop.
Exactly. Like the Spanish people, we have to do it very well because we chop the words.
Yeah, you have to chop, chop.
Chocolate.
¿Sabes qué chop, chop significa? Venga, rápido.
Yeah, oh, really?
Come on, chop, chop.
Oh, okay.
Sí. Where my mum used to say to me, come on, chop, chop. Venga, date prisa.
Okay.
Chop, 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 chop. Yeah. Chop, ¿qué significa? Pues también cortar, ¿no?
Cortar.
So chop, chop. Bien. Chocolate. So we're talking about a black forest gâteau, right? Black forest gâteau is made of chocolate. It's made of, what else does it contain?
Butter, I guess.
Berries. Sugar.
Flour.
Eggs.
Berries.
Yeah. What type of berries? Is it usually?
Frambuesa.
Yeah, exactly. Usually? Raspberries.
Okay.
So black forest gâteau, yeah, it's the main ingredients you can taste are raspberries and chocolate. Yeah, which I think is a horrible mixture, personally. But anyway, it looks...
No, it's not... I think it's a quite good mixture.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, this is...
I like
this
it.
This is a very personal thing.
Exactly.
I don't like red fruit with chocolate.
And also in Germany, they make very, very good apple pies.
Yes,
wonderful.
They do. Yeah. In fact, I was going to mention an apple pie. So right in front of me on the dessert counter, there was a big black forest gâteau. Next to the big black forest gâteau, there was a wonderful apple pie. Tarta de manzana.
Mm.
Yeah. Then we had sort of like a cheesecake.
Right, that's wonderful.
So I had these three things in front of me. And behind the counter, there was a dessert chef.
Yeah.
He was preparing the desserts for all the different orders. He prepared the dessert and put it on a plate. And the waiters collected the plates and gave the desserts to the customers.
Yeah.
So I was there, I was having a beer, right? And I was looking at this counter, just absent-mindedly. How do you say that?
Distraídamente.
Sí, distraídamente, exacto. I happened to look at the dessert counter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Por casualidad, right? So I was looking at the dessert counter with the black forest gâteau, the apple pie and the cheesecake. And under the counter, yeah, the counter city, if you made that, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Under the counter, there was a grill.
Okay.
A grill, which I think was a grill that was part of the refrigeration system for the counter. It was a special counter,
mm-hmm.
and had a special refrigeration system to keep the gâteaux and the cakes cool mm-hmm. and
so
fresh.
So a grill can be for cold and for hot? Because for us, grill is always...
Sí, pero grill, en este caso, son como rejas.
Ah, una rejilla.
Exacto, una rejilla. Okay. Yes, we had una rejilla, like a grill, yeah? It was about 10 centimeters tall,
mm-hmm.
and it went all the way along the counter,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And so I was looking at this the counter with the grill, saw the Black Forest gâteau, the apple pie, and the cheesecake,
yeah.
and underneath this metal grill. And the metal grill had sort of diamond-shaped holes.
Yeah?
Yeah. So there were diamond-shaped holes. Yeah, like an everyday grill, a common or garden grill. And suddenly, suddenly I saw four little feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Four little feet. Four tiny little paws. What's a paw, Marta?
Pezuña? Mm,
yeah.
Patita.
Patas, yeah.
Patita.
Paws. Cats have paws. They're usually soft. Cats have paws. Dogs have paws.
Mm.
Horses don't have paws.
No.
Okay? So cats have paws. Horses have paws. I'm sorry, pardon. Cats have paws. Dogs have paws. And one other thing, well, a few other things, but one other thing in particular have paws. We'll find out in a second.
Are you ready to spend 10 hours of your life speaking only English? Do you have what it takes? We hope so, because this is The Jungle. The Daytown adventure begins right here.
Solo los más valientes son capaces de sobrevivir a un día en inglés. Solo quedará uno. Pon a prueba tu inglés en el día más trepidante de tu vida con Daytown. Esto es la jungla.
Chicos, chicos, que tampoco es para tanto, ¿eh? Si quieres vivir una experiencia única sin leones ni tigres, rodeado de nativos angloparlantes y perderle el miedo al inglés en un solo día, ven a Daytown. Es nuestra versión reducida en un solo día del famoso programa Vaughan Town. Daytown está disponible en Madrid y Barcelona. 91-133-5833 para Madrid y 93-339-8687 para Barcelona.
¡Uf! ¡Qué calor!
¡Oh! ¡I'm boiling!
¿Sí? ¿Qué ha sido eso?
Ya te digo, tía. ¡Uf! ¿Te apetece un mojito?
Tell me about it.
¿Fancy a mojito?
¿Eh? ¿Estoy pensando en inglés o qué?
Yes, I could do with a mojito.
What did you say?
Digo, what? ¿Qué? ¿Qué nos pasa?
I don't know. Será este calor insoportable. Two mojitos, please. Digo, dos mojitos, por favor.
Este verano no te podrás sacar el inglés de la cabeza. Ven a nuestros cursos Summer in Path y acabarás pensando en inglés sin darte cuenta. Solo duran una semana, así que si no puedes comprometerte a largo plazo, los Summer in Path son ideales para ti. Llama al 91-133-5833 o infórmate en grupobaugan.com 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Ahora los Summer in Path también en tu empresa. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about well, it's a beer house, really, I suppose. A beer garden in Munich, where I was having dinner.
And I guess it was also a little bit a zoo.
Like a zoo? Well, you might think so. Yeah, because we had a lot of exotic creatures around, like Black Forest gâteau, for example. We had a cheesecake and an apple pie that was sitting on the dessert counter. Estaban encima del mostrador de los postres. Yeah, which was immediately in front of where I was sitting. Was immediately in front of where I was sitting. Yeah? So, at eye level. A nivel de los ojos, ¿se dice? At eye level, I could see the Black Forest gâteau, the
apple pie.
The apple pie and the cheesecake.
The cheesecake.
And underneath the counter, under the counter, underneath y under, significan exactamente lo mismo. Under the counter, underneath the counter, por debajo del mostrador, there was a grill.
A 10 centimeters tall grill.
Yeah, it was 10 centimeters with diamonds. With diamond holes. That's right. Diamond-shaped holes. And the grill was, I guess, for the ventilation for a refrigeration unit.
Yeah.
To keep the Black Forest gatto cool. To keep the apple pie cool. And to keep the cheesecake
cool.
All right? So there we are. I was just looking absent-mindedly. ¿Os acordáis?
Yes.
De forma distraída, distraídamente. I was looking absent-mindedly at the grill when suddenly I saw not one, not two, not three, but four paws. Four furry paws. Cuatro patas.
Peludas.
Oh, and they didn't belong to the waiter.
No.
Right? I saw four little paws, and I suddenly realized, that I was looking at a little mouse.
A little mouse.
And the mouse wasn't on the outside of the refrigeration unit. The mouse was inside the refrigeration unit. So
like
it was inside the counter, really.
Wow.
Yeah, the counter wall was like a big refrigeration unit.
Looking at you.
No, I think it was looking at the Black Forest gatto, actually. I don't think he was interested in me. I was interested in the mouse. And the mouse was looking up at the Black Forest gatto. And the mouse was totally unperturbed.
Yes.
It was totally unperturbed, right? So there it was, looking at the Black Forest gatto, and I thought, I'm in a restaurant here. I don't think this is very hygienic. I think I need to do something.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, as you probably know, my German is pretty awful. Well,
yes.
It's non-existent. But I know a few words. So I got the waiter's attention. I called the waiter. And the waiter came over. And I said to the waiter, I said, Es gibt einen Maus.
Yeah.
Which I think means there is a mouse.
Yeah.
Not really sure. Not the significance of. But a mouse is lo mismo. Einen Maus. So I said, Es gibt einen Maus. Da, or there. I can't remember how to say there. There.
With a finger.
With my finger. I was pointing at the grill where the mouse was. And the waiter didn't bat an eyelid.
No?
He didn't bat an eyelid.
He was used to it.
He was used to it, apparently. Yeah, he just went, he shrugged his shoulder. He went, come on, in Espanol said it. In Espanol said it, ¿y qué? ¿Qué me cuentas? Exactly.
Are you sure he understood you?
It took me 1 minute to formulate my phrase. I said, Es gibt einen Maus! And he just didn't bat an eyelid. David Waddell! Hello! Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. Listen, what does this expression mean? He did.
Hello,
Mom,
and hello, Marta.
Hello,
Pilar.
David. Hello,
Pilar.
David.
Pilar.
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 Pilar. What does this expression mean? He didn't bat an eyelid.
He didn't bat an eyelid. He didn't blink.
He didn't blink.
It didn't bother him at all.
He didn't react. At all.
At all.
Para nada.
He didn't move a muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. No se inmutó.
No movió un músculo.
He didn't bat an eyelid. Bat is another way
no
to close, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exacto.
Ah, sí,
no
mejor
pestañeo.
Ese, claro.
No pestañeo.
No
pestañeo.
Yeah. It's como, yeah.
It's like you to batten down.
And then, but he was a very nice waiter. So really? Then he started going, in German.
He didn't speak English.
No.
Was that a question?
He didn't speak English. He
went,
and then he suddenly said the word Zeitung. Which I recognised.
Really?
So he went... So I just thought, oh, he must be saying... because he said something like... So I thought he meant... well, it's, there are loads of mice in Munich.
Mm.
It's all over the papers.
Come on,
that was my interpretation. So that for me, there are mice everywhere in Munich.
Wow.
but maybe, perhaps he said, I don't know, because I understood one word.
And what that what
which was
Zeitung. What does that mean?
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
Zeitung is newspaper, right? So that was the only word I understood. Or I understood another one, which was Fielen Mäuse. A lot of mice. And then blah, 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 Zeitung. Okay?
Okay.
So a lot of mice, newspaper. So my assumption was that there are loads and loads and loads of mice everywhere in Munich, and the newspapers are full of them.
Didn't you buy a newspaper to check it?
To check it out? No, I didn't actually.
No,
I didn't. But I should have done.
Because we have
Because actually, he might have been saying something completely different. He might have been saying, well, I saw that little thing the other day and I tried to kill it with a newspaper.
You should have bought a newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, David, what else? What else could he have been saying?
What else could he have been saying to do with newspapers?
Yeah, my son likes making, like origami houses.
Origami.
And he made a house out of the newspaper for lots of mice.
Maybe.
Maybe that was another possibility.
And also he was telling you, don't fix your attention on mice and please read the newspaper.
Or he might have been saying.
Or the mice are used to reading the newspaper.
Yeah. Or he might have been saying. He had a big smile on his face, but he might have been saying, podría haber estado diciendo, if you take this to the newspapers, I will kill you.
Maybe.
But he said that with a big, smile on his face. If you take this story to the newspapers,
I will kill you.
Close down my establishment, I will kill you.
You will die.
Yeah. So that's what I like this experience because this little anecdote because it exemplifies the difficulty that people face that we all face when we don't understand another language.
Of course.
But little by little, with these silly stories, I will never forget the plural of mice in German, for example, which is Mäuse.
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 Ein Maus, viele Mäuse.
Okay.
Zwei Mäuse. So one. Now I learned that thanks to this story. And little by little, you learn things like that. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
Was it a big mouse?
It was a small mouse.
What colour was the mouse?
I'm kleiner mouse.
Una brauna mouse.
Pequeñito.
Yeah,
that's right. Kleiner Maus.
Yeah.
No, that's not right, I'm sure.
Well, no, Mammon.
No, because I know that this is a surname
thing. Okay. I like this because it shows you just how much fun you can have learning languages and just deducing things. And sometimes you get it wrong, sometimes you get it right, but it doesn't matter because you're learning. Little by little, all these little things you gradually put together and you start to understand little bits, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more.
It's true, isn't it?
It's bonito, it's precioso.
Yes.
So I like this story of the mouse.
Was it a real mouse? Or was it just a toy mouse, maybe?
It was a cartoon mouse.
It could have been.
It could have been a toy mouse.
It could have been a remote controlled mouse.
Yes, it could have been.
It could have been controlled by the gentleman sitting opposite me on the table on the other side of the room. And he might have been working for the competition. Could have been. Could have been. Todo es posible. See you in a couple of minutes. Ciao.
Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores Vaughan. No dejes pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Okay, so let's begin the level test, Carmen. Now, with a short answer, do you look at yourself in the mirror every morning?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Can cats and dogs prepare dinner for themselves?
No, they can't.
Good. Now, who is Chinese? You or me?
Neither of us is Chinese.
Very good. Who lives in Spain? You, me, or your manager?
All of us live in Spain.
Very good. Now ask me what I'm going to do after this phone call.
What are you going to do after this phone call?
Very good. Now, what are you going to do on your next holiday?
On my next holiday, I'm going to go to China.
Good. Where will you be tomorrow at this time?
Tomorrow at this time, I'll be at work.
Okay. Will you go to work tomorrow if it snows?
Yes. I'll go to work if it snows.
Very good. Can you play the piano? Short answer?
No, I can't.
Good. Ask me if I can cook paella.
Can you cook paella?
Great. Can you speak English as well as I do?
I can't speak English as well as you do.
Okay, tell me something you can't do very well.
I can't cook very well.
Okay. Ask me if I know how to dance the tango.
Do you know how to dance the tango?
Very good. Ask me who the president is.
Who is the president?
Good. Was Maradona a famous football player?
Yes, he was.
En poco más de media hora y de forma totalmente gratuita, esta alumna sabrá exactamente cuál es su nivel de inglés. ¿Y tú? ¿Todavía no sabes qué nivel de inglés ponerte en el currículo? No pasa nada. Si estás pensando en hacer alguno de los máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro y sin ningún tipo de compromiso. Infórmate sobre cómo hacerla en el 91-133-5833. Esta es tu radio, Vaughan Radio.
To the second part of Sweat with Richard Brown and
maybe,
with David Waddell
maybe
and with Marvin and with Pilar and with Marta.
Maybe it was a palooza.
Maybe.
A ball of fluff. Maybe.
Maybe it was a ball of fluff.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about mice.
About
plural
mice.
Of mouse is mice. Because you saw a mouse in Munich.
But you saw the paws.
I saw the paws. And the nose.
Oh,
and the nose.
Okay.
And the nose had a
it
bit...
It was just a theory.
Do you know what the nose had on it? It had a bit of chocolate gâteau on it.
Ooh, lovely.
A bit of black forest gâteau.
Black forest.
So the mouse...
Selva negra, no? Is that
saying?
Sí.
Yeah,
negra.
Sí.
Selva negra.
The black jungle.
Black jungle. Yeah. Jungle.
Yeah. Jungle.
Jungle. It's strange, isn't it? That sounds a bit rude, doesn't it?
What?
Good. Anyway.
Hi, Richard. So, oh, my goodness.
So there was this little mouse, and it had a bit of chocolate gâteau on its nose. So I told the waiter, he didn't bat
an eyelid.
¿Qué significa he didn't bat an eyelid? Do you remember?
No, se mutó.
No.
Se mutó.
Se mutó. Exacto.
Se mutó.
Now, I think, actually, on Twitter, I think our friend won in twice, que son hinche. You're going to have a one in twice.
One in twice.
Porque soy... I can't read very well.
Why? What?
Porque, but I read her thing as one in twice. When I read on Inche.
Yes.
Because I didn't know it was a name.
Ah, okay.
So I just read it one in twice.
Ah, one in twice.
Or once in twice. Anyway, once in twice has written in, but I can't. find her tweet. And I think she was saying something about not batting an eyelid, no, sino...
Sin pestañear.
No mover músculos, sin pestañear. Ah, mira, a ver si ahora. A ver si ahora. Yes, one and twice, un hinche. Not bat an eyelid. Mira, lo ha hecho genial, lo voy a retuitear ahora mismo. Not bat an eyelid, no mover ni un pelo, ni parpadear.
Yeah, exactly. Muy bien.
The kid didn't bat an eyelid when his mum... told him off. What a good example.
Whoa. Wow.
All right, I'm going to retweet it right now. As we
She's
speak.
Very good at writing
She's
tweets.
Very good. Yeah, it's yes. Great. So there you go. And I've given her a star too.
Ooh.
Nice.
Very on.
Onincha, thank you very much. That's great. So not bat an eyelid, no mover ni un pelo, no
react.
Bien. Entonces, there was only one mouse. There weren't several mice. But the guy said, the waiter said, Moisa. So he was talking in the plural. Yeah. And I was talking to David about this earlier on this morning.
Over a coffee.
Over another coffee.
Yeah.
I said to him, David, maybe, because mouse is M-A-U-S-E in alemán. In English is M-O-U-S-E, pero es un igual. Mouse y mouse.
Mm.
Yeah? The English plural is irregular. It's mice, right. Yeah? One mouse, two mice. Mm. In German, one, ein Maus, zwei, Mäuse.
Yeah.
I'm noticing it. Mäuse.
Mice.
Ah, okay.
Mäuse. Sounds a bit Australian, actually.
Mäuse.
Got mice in the voice.
That's nice. What have you got there?
Mäuse. South African.
Yeah, maybe. You do a good little South.
I can't.
Go, have a go.
I have to practice. I can't. I really
work
can't.
At the bink.
You work at the bink.
The bink.
The bink.
The bink and the bank.
The moist. Moist on the bink.
Yeah. Good. Anyway. David, you have been to Munich, and David wanted to look through some of his photographs on the show. Para que sepáis.
Yeah.
Cómo miramos las fotos. In English,
I'm just opening it up.
With your friends or with your family, and you say, oh, look at this one, look at him. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I was there in March.
You were there in March.
So everyone. No, there's a little picture of the Twin Towers.
Oh,
there
we go. So this is on David's mobile here. We have a picture of the Twin Towers of Munich.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that?
The cathedral.
Yeah. Now, yeah. What we can see here is the Twin Towers. This is taken from a height. So David is obviously at the top.
I was at a height.
You were at a height.
I was quite high up.
He was high up. So really? He was obviously up a tower.
I was up a tower, Richard.
Yeah. He was up a tower because he's kind of looking across at the top of the twin towers of the cathedral.
Was it a skyscraper?
It wasn't a skyscraper.
He wasn't. He wasn't up a skyscraper.
A helicopter?
I wasn't in a helicopter.
No,
and I wasn't flying.
You were in Nanoria.
No, I wasn't on a big wheel. No, I wasn't. I was up a tower, a different tower.
You were a different tower, and you were looking across at the twin towers of
which
the
you
cathedral.
Said in the last show looked phallic.
The TV.
They do look a little bit phallic. Yes.
They've got like sort of green onions on top.
All
towers look a little bit phallic.
All towers. Well, some look more phallic than others.
If you have a dirty mind, you can see.
Es exactamente la expresión. If you have a dirty mind, in Spanish, sería la mente
sucia.
Sí.
O verde.
Sí, en inglés no sería green mind.
Exactly.
Dirty minds.
Look, Richard, there's another tower.
There's another tower.
Phallic tower.
Gosh. I hadn't realised that Munich was so phallic. There we go. So David was up the tower and he was looking across and took a photograph. Now, what's interesting about one of the towers in the photograph is that it is covered in scaffolding.
Andamios,
exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
Scaffolding.
Yeah.
So one of the towers is covered in scaffolding. It's the left tower, as you look at it. Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. It's covered in scaffolding. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Now, when were you in Munich?
I was in Munich in March.
In March. Now, I have some news for you.
Yeah.
Because I was in Munich last week.
You were, weren't you?
And the scaffolding's still there.
No.
So they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything since March.
Well, wow. That's not very efficient, is it?
It isn't. No. Now, you see, the Germans have this reputation for being incredibly efficient.
Hard-working people.
Incredibly hard-working, very, very organised, and I guess they have a systematic approach to life in general. This is the stereotype.
Yeah.
This stereotypical vision or view we have of Germans.
Yeah.
But we mustn't forget, no debemos de olvidar, we mustn't forget that Romanticism was born in Germany.
It was.
Yes. And Romanticism had nothing to do with a sort of systematic organisation of life.
No.
That's true.
It's totally the opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we have
a bit of... reaction.
Yeah, in Germany there are really kind of... Two schools of thought coexisting. Now, this was extremely, patent to me. It became very clear to me at the airport when I was leaving, because I have only seen one more chaotic airport than Munich in my life. It was absolute chaos.
Was it?
Absolute chaos. There were people everywhere queuing in strange formations. Everyone was hot and bothered. There was no space. It was claustrophobic. It was unpleasant. It was disorganized.
Really?
But they are famous for... They are in the south of Germany.
They're in
so
south
they're
Germany.
A little bit like...
I'm really pleased.
They are more open and more. They are not as square as the other.
Not square. You mean sort of
organized.
Okay.
As say the square. Other. Yeah, not as square. We can say square.
A bit more sort of like square.
A bit geeky.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
square,
that's true.
Maybe
yeah.
it's a little bit pejorative.
A little bit.
But square is perfect, but it means kind of a bit geeky. Really. Come on, geek. Geek and freaky. Square. Okay. Un empollón.
Yeah.
He's a square at school. Okay. Mm. Now, it's interesting you say that, Marvin, right? Because I said to you, that is the second most chaotic airport I have ever been to in my life. And do you know what the most chaotic airport I have ever been to in my life was?
Which one?
Dallas.
Hamburg.
Really?
Ah, okay.
Another German one.
In the north of Germany.
Germany.
Really? Absolute.
So my
chaos.
My theory is completely destroyed.
Your theory is just totally. It's gone down the pipe.
Gone down the drain. Yeah. Gone down the pan.
Are you looking for some more photographs?
My memory of Munich Airport was completely the opposite. It was highly organised. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. And
well, maybe they put on a show specially for me every
probably.
Time I go to Germany.
Yeah, I
thought it had won awards for its.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Are you?
I am. Absolutely serious. I'm just looking it up now to see if I can find the awards. So it's actually named after.
Yeah.
Do you know who it's named after?
Yes, I do.
Who's it named after?
It's named after Joseph Strauss.
That's right.
Really?
But not the musician.
Oh, I thought it was a musician.
No.
Well, that's a disappointment.
Former Bavarian Prime Minister.
Oh.
Franz Joseph Strauss.
Okay.
Fascinating.
So why do politicians always get the airports? I mean, here you have...
Adolfo Suárez.
You have John F. Kennedy. And then you have the Munich what? The former?
Strauss.
What was he? What was his job?
Oh, he was a former Bavarian Prime Minister.
A Prime Minister of Bavaria.
Bavaria.
Was he a descendant of Strauss? No.
Huh? He's probably his brother or something. Maybe.
Yes.
Not
well. No, I guess it's a common name.
But why do the politicians Strauss? Always get the airports?
Because as they put the
money,
the name,
they
assign the names for themselves.
Okay, Richard, listen to this. In May 2015, Munich Airport became the first airport outside Asia to be ranked as a 5-star airport by Skytrax.
Yeah.
It also won Best Airport in Europe for the 8th time.
Okay, that was in 2015. Things have changed since then. Things have changed quite considerably. It's like, you know, Spain and the Mundial.
Eighth time, Richard.
Spain was amazing. They were the best. They were unbeatable. And then suddenly, they're rubbish.
Not the seventh time. Okay. Eighth time.
So, I mean, Munich Airport was just unbeatable. It was like number one. And then, you know, suddenly, things went pear-shaped.
Ooh.
And everything went haywire and started becoming chaotic. Pilar está meditando aquí.
No, because I was thinking that people or politicians put the name of...
Yeah. They name
the airport,
yeah,
after people who has done something important for the country.
Who have done
something important for the country.
People plural.
Yes, yes.
Right.
People plural.
Oh, I have said people has.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pilar.
I'm going to beat myself.
Pilar, if you could name an airport. I mean, in Spain you have lots of phantom airports. You could name. I mean, they don't have names, do they? Like Castellón, ¿qué nombre tiene? Or Ciudad Real, ¿qué nombre tiene?
Nobody knows.
Pues vamos a poner nombres, ¿no?
Yeah.
What name? What would you give to the Castellón airport? How would you name it? Or who would you name it after?
Oof.
Martha, can you think of someone that you would like to remember through an airport?
Castellón.
Or Ciudad Real.
Isn't that the airport that doesn't have any airplanes?
That's right. Well, there are two airports that don't have any. There are lots of airports that don't have any aeroplanes in Spain.
Oops. Okay.
They collect airports. They collect phantom airports in Spain, David.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know why? Because they think that way they'll have more chance of winning the most organized airport or the least chaotic. Porque cuando no hay pasajeros,
no hay caos.
So actually, in 2016, the winner of the most organized airport in the world was Castellón.
Yes.
And the
I have a
airport.
Name for Castellón.
Okay. Pilar has a name.
Yes.
Does he have a statue in Colón?
No. Good idea. Plus the letter. Okay, it could be, but I would try to. I would like to name something more peaceful.
Something more peaceful. Well, we'll find
peaceful.
Out. We'll find out
after
what name you want to give that airport after the break.
Qué calor y qué aburrimiento. Llevo todo el día tirado en el sofá. Se me está cayendo la casa encima. A ver la tele.
José Fernando, ¿cómo pudiste? ¿Cómo pudiste? Nadie te va a amar como te amo yo. ¿Me oíste? Nadie.
Así vas a estar todo el verano. ¿En serio? ¿Otra vez vas a pasar el verano sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores Vaughan. Y tenemos aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Este verano hazte un Summer Impact. Un curso intensivo de una semana. Muy, muy refrescante. Summer Impact. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
¿Otra vez vas a pasar el verano sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores Vaughan. Y tenemos aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Este verano hazte un Summer Impact. Un curso intensivo de una semana. Muy, muy refrescante. Summer Impact. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
So, if you had the chance to name one airport after whoever you wanted, Pilar, what name would you choose?
Well, I was talking to Mamen and to Marta, and in fact, it doesn't have any relation with Castellón, but I would put the Ramón y Cajal.
Ramón y Cajal. Why?
Because he was a Nobel Prize, a doctor.
Nobel Prize. Yeah. A Nobel Prize winner.
A Nobel Prize winner who has developed all the neurology.
Okay, neurology.
Developed after after his work.
Okay, so he's like the father of neurology.
Exactly.
Ah. Okay, that's a good reason to.
Right.
I think it's a better reason than saying Joseph Strauss.
Yeah.
For example, I'm sure his contribution to humanity is far greater than that of Joseph Strauss, Bavarian Prime Minister.
And sometimes politicians have half the population in favor and half the population against them. So with
That's
a doctor, you have all the population in favor.
That's true.
So I imagine, there must have been people, they're probably not alive anymore, but there must have been people who went to the Joseph Strauss airport and thought, can't believe they named an airport after him.
Joseph, I hate him.
Joseph Strauss?
I can't stand him.
He was a real...
He was a nightmare.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Martha.
Anyway.
Who would you name an airport after?
It's a very good question. Depend on the airport.
It depends on. The Ciudad Real airport.
I don't have a name for the area.
And for another?
Marta se lo piensa mucho, ¿eh?
Yeah.
No vale cualquier aeropuerto. Vale. Okay, imagine you have the Madrid airport and you can name it after whoever you like.
I prefer Barajas, just Barajas.
You prefer Barajas, but that's all.
As it was until...
Okay.
Yesterday.
Now it's very long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bienvenidos a Adolfo Suárez.
Yes, a bit of a mouthful.
Yes.
Okay, Mamen, who would you name an airport after?
For example, Pablo Picasso.
Pablo Picasso.
Or Cervantes.
Pablo Picasso is an airport.
It's a nice name. Cervantes, and he was a very prolific painter, and he did a lot of things.
Yep.
That's from
he was from Malaga.
You vote for that?
No.
You don't vote for Marvin's choice of Pablo Picasso International Airport?
I think I've got a better
one. Sounds nice.
I think I've got a better one.
A better one.
I would go for the Aeropuerto de Marisol.
Y Joselito.
Yeah. That would unite everyone, wouldn't it?
Yes, maybe you're right.
You think?
So you think she's like a transcendental figure in Spanish culture?
She used to be. She still is. She always will be.
Yeah. But she used to be in the past. She was an icon in...
Of course.
When I was a little girl.
Is she not an icon anymore then?
No idea. I don't know.
Well, she's an elder icon.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an elderly, I don't know. How old is Marisol?
She must be in her mid-sixties, nearly seventies.
She's a mere stripling.
I'm going to illustrate you.
She is a mere stripling. What's a stripling?
A stripling? Something...
Ooh,
A stripling is
a very, very, very young tree.
That's what I thought, tree, yeah.
Y no estoy seguro, igual es un como injerte.
Injerto.
Yeah, you like strip it and take it off and you plant another tree, possibly.
Marisol is 68.
She's 68, so she's in her late 60s. Mm-hmm. She's nearly
very
in her 70s.
Her late 60s.
So it's time. I mean, she's been around for 68 years. It's time she had an airport named after her.
Yeah. Definitely.
Marisol International. That could be for Alicante. That would be good. Yeah. Marisol. Yeah.
Marisol.
Exactly. Perfect.
Perfect.
La vida es una tombola. What
about the Richard Vaughan International?
That would be a good one
for Ciudad Real. Because, we do residential courses near Ciudad Real.
We do, don't we?
Some really good residential courses.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So we could have, like, the Richard Vaughan International Airport at Ciudad Real. Con todo en inglés.
I think we should start a campaign.
And we could have, like, what's the word? Pedagogical airport announcements.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
But
will
I
all
think...
passengers proceed to...
Fijaros como estoy haciendo. Will all passengers, empezando la pregunta,
sí,
con el auxiliar.
Yes.
I think the Real airport was bought by Chinese people, by a dollar.
For one dollar. For $1.
But incredible.
Imagine how much they have to spend. I think they
now
they have to invest, they invest
a lot.
Investment is
of
going
money.
To be
the I think the problem with Ciudad Real is who is going to go there?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, some people can go there. So they can do the Quijote tour.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lot of Chinese people come here to the Ciudad Real and then they start the tour.
And then can go to Madrid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the AVE.
In London, mm-hmm. there's an airport that they call the London airport. I don't remember the name. And you get there and you have half an hour to get
That's true.
Of course.
I think most of them.
We could call Madrid Ciudad Real.
Yeah.
Sí, podría ser.
Yes, exactly. Because it's the same.
Yeah.
It's not too far.
How far is it in the AVE?
If you go to Gatwick, you go to Heathrow, mm-hmm. you have to travel by train for at least
but
half
there's
an hour.
One, there's
the
another
Stansted,
one.
Luton.
This one is half an hour, an hour
maybe
and a half.
An hour and a half.
Well, yeah, Luton, it's a long way. Luton is about an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half
from London. It's called
from
Luton London. It's London Airport.
Yes,
and why?
This
because,
one.
It, because it's really for low-cost airlines.
Yeah.
So the Chinese, right, they have low-cost airlines, so really low cost,
really, really cheap.
So they've got Beijing International Airport low cost in Ciudad Real.
It's not that far.
So you fly to Ciudad Real, and within about 16 hours, you're in Beijing.
Unbelievable. Now that's fast.
But the flights to Ciudad Real are very cheap.
Yes. Okay.
Definitely.
No?
Yeah.
Yes, it's an obvious satellite for Beijing. Ciudad Real.
Yes.
Royal City. There it is.
So have we thought of a name for this airport yet?
Well,
to name it after
Ciudad Real.
Ciudad Real. I know that Marta doesn't want to.
Chinchonja.
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 Okay. You want to give it a Chinese name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Logical.
Why not?
That makes sense.
No, I'm not going. I don't want to make a Chinese name. But the Chinese people, maybe they're going to put a Chinese name to the airport.
It's possible, isn't it?
Are you sure you saw a mouse, or was it just an hallucination?
Well,
have you been drinking, Richard?
I think maybe.
Do you think Richard
didn't go to Munich.
I don't think you went to Munich at all.
He went to another place.
You made it all up. You invented the whole story.
Okay. I spent the week in Ciudad Real.
In the airport.
At the airport. Yeah.
At the airport.
And I was looking for planes.
Oh my!
To go somewhere.
I knew it.
Yeah. So I made it all up. I knew it.
Oh,
made it up. No, I did actually. I really saw a mouse. Mm. Honest. Honest. De verdad, ¿eh? Honest.
Okay.
Decimos.
Yeah.
Cuando protestamos así, decimos, honest.
I believe you, really.
Yeah. Yes. De verdad, honest. Yeah. I saw a mouse with four paws.
Te lo juro.
And it had a chocolatey nose.
No, that's not true.
Had a chocolatey
nose.
Okay, I'm making that bit up. I admit it, I'm making that bit up. But anyway, I like to think of the mouse with the chocolatey nose.
Yes.
Adjetivo, chocolatey.
Chocolatey.
Yeah, it had a chocolatey nose or had a, you know.
Chocolatey paws.
Chocolatey paws or chocolatey taste.
Mm.
Yeah, sabor a chocolate, a chocolatey taste.
Mm.
So I ate the mouse and it tasted a bit chocolatey.
I'm not going to eat a forest gato in my life.
No, never again.
No.
The waiter said, "Oh, there's a mouse over there," and he understood obviously in my because I speak very bad German. He understood. He wants the mouse. So 5 minutes later, he brought me the mouse with its chocolate nose, and I had to eat it.
Well, you can get chocolate mice, can't you?
You can get chocolate mice.
Yeah. Made out of chocolate?
Well, this was made out of mouse, and then there was a bit of chocolate on the nose. So it was a bit... Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy. Chewy, como le nombra. Han Solo a Chewbacca. Come on, Chewy. Chewy. Chewy, Chewy, don't do that. Chewy. Pues lo mismo. Chewy significa pues que te cuesta masticar. Yeah? It's a bit chewy.
Chewy.
¿Cómo se dice eso? Chewy.
Te cuesta,
¿no?
Eso. Chicosa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Duro.
Boys and girls.
Duro.
Sí. And David Waddell. Thank you very much. We'll be back for some more fun and games. We might do a different show next year. In September, because we're not going to be here for the next 6 weeks because of some work.